What's his idea again? Why is it a fundamental Midah? The reason it's a fundamental Midah is because there's another point here. This is the Mefarshim say is you could be totally focused, okay? But if you and that's fine, we're talking, it was mentioned yesterday. But there's another element that if you focus your focus on spirituality versus physicality. Because if you focus your focus on physicality, you still may end up being lazy. Why?
Great question.
It's very simple. Because the goal is to just enjoy, it's not to accomplish. Right?
Hello.
The joy, the goal
Yes.
is itself to just enjoy the goof.
Okay, thank you.
So when you're if the goal of the physicality is to enjoy your goof, so your goof wants to just relax. That's what goofs like to do. Goofs don't like to be moved around a
And
lot,
I don't like to work out.
and they don't like to work out.
I'll tell you that,
So
yeah.
therefore, the goof gives you a hard time on that. So if your goal and your focus is their physicality, then you could actually end up becoming more lazy, not less lazy. You could be tremendously zrizus, but zrizus is focus. If you're focused on the wrong thing, you may end up being more lazy than when you started. Right? Because let's say you know what? I'm so focused on just enjoying life. Everything is about enjoying life. Well, right now, you know what enjoying life means? Don't bother me. I'm on the beach right now. Just don't bother me. And there's nothing you can do to get me out of here. So, if you use this resource, it's a great idea, right? If you use this resource for the for physicality, it may end up breeding laziness. But if your resource is, I'm very focused. I want everything that I'm going to be doing is to be focused on accomplishing in life. I'm moving, I'm accomplishing. So, you're not going to let the goof get in the way of your spiritual goals. The neshama doesn't mind being moved around. The neshama enjoys accomplishment. The neshama wants to go places. It's the goof that keeps you in one place. So this is what Dessler says. So the more that the person is elevated spiritually and bezrizus on a spiritual level, then he'll talk and won't be lazy. But bezrizus without spirituality doesn't equal lack of laziness. It may actually reinforce your laziness.
Well,
All right. So you need to the Chazon Ish writes that sometimes being lazy is going to create in the person a drive to get very active. Whatever, it's all complicated pieces of it. Anyway, but that's very important to keep that in mind. So there's another element to Zrizus is uplifting oneself over physicality.
Whether it means like not in the realm of time, if you spend too much time also, it will be like in a physical way automatically by spending too much time.
Right, correct.
So,
I agree.
but it's a nice concept, but you still have this issue of laying out priorities. You
Yeah.
know, if you have a goof to support, right? Because you need to feed it and you need to whatever, you need sleep, you need to exercise, all the things that the goof needs,
That's fine because that's
they
part of your
inter
mission,
but
though.
they get in they conflict
That's why Zeus.
with the spiritual.
Take it out.
Right. But that's his point. That's a good point. Zahirus should
What was the
already,
point
his
again?
point is that Zahirus would have already. Something which has no value in a spiritual way doesn't get you closer to your goal. By the time you've finished Zahirus, you've weeded that out already. So now at this point, you're already doing all the things which are getting you closer to your goal in life. So if my goal is spirituality, but I need to exercise to feel good, that's fine. That comes in line with my focus now. That's now in line with my goals. Because if it wouldn't be in line with my goals, I would have weeded it out in Zahirus. So I'm not focused on those things. Now, I lined up my, now I'm going to focus all my actions to do those things which I've already determined are getting me closer to my goal. I don't think physicality necessarily is a conflict with this. It's only as much of a conflict as you make it,
And
as an independent virtue.
because that's what it always comes down to, is
Yeah.
a priority. Is do I spend this time with my wife that is not really bringing me closer to Hashem? It's just like taking my time and a little bit annoying sometimes,
Right.
right? Or do I cut it short and say no, I'm gonna tell your
Go
wife that I'm gonna learn and suck it up, you know?
home now.
I mean, those types of things, you
Yeah,
know.
right.
My kid needs me right now, but there's nothing more important than learning, you know. So I'm gonna, you know.
Right. Okay, so that's a very good question, but I think that once you've understood Zahiris a little bit, so then you'll realize that you're thinking about things now. Now I'm thinking about it. I'm making a judged, a
Calculate.
calculated decision. Look, I'm a spiritual person. I want to do what God wants for me. Now I look at it. It comes supper time. What does God want from me right now? Yes, I've made a cheshbon. Generally speaking, Hashem wants me to not be a high pressured guy at home, because then it doesn't do well for my family. I'm supposed to pay attention to my kids. And then when everything settles down and it's time to go, I'm supposed to go and stay focused on going. I've done that calculation. Now what happens is all that's fine. So I did all the things that I've already decided I'm supposed to do. But now what happens is that on my way out to go learn,
Longer.
now, oh, okay, I want to taste the ice cream, relax, go on the couch.
Shulas just came to the door and
And I'm schmooze, and I sit down on the couch. My cell phone calls come. Now you're in the, that wasn't in your cheshbon. Now you're doing extracurricular stuff.
right.
So that's what we're talking about. As long as it's within your cheshbon, that's okay. Obviously, there's room for balance. You know? Look, life becomes very calculated when you live this way, and Gedolim lives this way. Gedolim, every action they do is weighed. We think that living this way is a heavy lifestyle. You can't live life.
So
Everything's
there's nothing, so no such thing as
spontaneity.
spontaneity in this world.
No, why should there be? Everything's got to be calculated. You can take everything into account. Look, but the reaction is not spontaneous. The reaction should be that based on the way I see what?
But isn't a component of spontaneity part of living life too, that something comes up and you just are spontaneous and you know what? I have to say yes more often. Yeah, let's do that.
Only if you calculate it, that's a good thing too.
No, but obviously if it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, I'm saying, but
You're coming into
it's not a
Yeshiva.
value in and of itself. It's not really a value in and of itself. It's not like, hey, let's live life. No, life is meant to serious. My wife has a little too intense sometimes.
You're on your way to learn. A friend of yours stops and he says, "You know who's in town just for the next half hour is our buddy from Yeshiva, and he would love to see you. Let's pop in on him." Right? So that's a calculation. That's a
Just to make that calculation.
the
Could be the
one
right
time
thing, could be the
off
wrong
day.
thing. Right. Look, we're not on the levels to start calculating every 10 minutes. Are we doing the right thing? Right.
Right.
But theoretically speaking, you know,
Just to
the
even have the idea of calculation is probably a good thing.
right. I said over this story before that Rabbi Kleinman, who's actually going to come here tomorrow night, so Rabbi Kleinman told me that. He said that at the Philadelphia Yeshiva 50th dinner, the Talmidim got together and they gave Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky a Sefer Torah. And obviously, he was very moved, you know. But he was kind of like, not reacting to it. And to the point that they didn't really know what he was thinking. Maybe he didn't like it. I don't know. Maybe he thought it was a bad idea. Maybe he thought it was too much money. Maybe he thought it, like, why are you guys doing this? So they didn't really know. Then his son came to take the saber turf from him, and it was like, no, I want to hold it. So they realized he liked it. But like, there was no way that they would really. So Rabbi Kleinman learns with Reb Shmuel every week.
Hey, what goes? What was he? What went on last
What was
night?
going on last night? So tell me the one. Did you like the saber turf? Did you not like the saber turf? So he said, listen to this. Okay, this is a 100-year-old person. So he says, no, I love this. It was unbelievable. I was tremendously emotional. In my whole life, I never experienced something like that because you surprised me. And I was not prepared. And therefore, I did not come prepared to know which emotion I'm supposed to have right now.
So that's
So,
spontaneity that you're spontaneous in
so he,
100
so
years.
listen, so he's saying, no. So he said, and it was the whole point of the story. So he said, I was distracted the whole time because I was thinking, what is my reaction I'm supposed to have right now? I had to make the judgment on the spot.
Why can't we just have that
Because
reaction?
you have to
Why
have
can't we
the
be
proper
sad in
reaction.
that moment?
Because let's say I would be too excited and it's not covered for the Rishima to show that in front of the Talmidim, or maybe I'm supposed to be. I have to figure out what's exactly right this minute. And it took me a while to make those cheshbonot as you're giving me the
It means
sefer
like
Torah.
every
And
other time.
therefore, I was distracted and I
That's
was busy thinking. I was busy calculating what I'm supposed to be doing right now. So I was distracted. I couldn't really show anything.
means that every other
That means
time.
that he's so calculated
Good
that
time.
every time he knew exactly what Hashem wants from him at that moment.
Wow. That
What's this?
it's almost not human in that way. Human beings have reactions, and
Yeah,
that's a
but
beautiful thing
I
in
know. You know
life.
what sometimes humans' reactions are? Take the glass and throw it on the floor. What's your matter with you? I mean, what's your problem? What? I tripped over your shoe. Yeah, the shoe was there. You could have looked where you're going, Wilson. Right? Of course, human beings have reactions, but you have to know that not always is the instinctive reaction correct.
Okay. I have to work
Yeah.
that through
It's
with you.
this is th that is the story of the Gadol Hadar. It's not a story of somebody that is a simple person. It's a tremendous story.
Yes.
What?
Hold on, I'm not,
And
I don't know how I'm going to react to this right now. I
and
gotta
Rebbe
think.
Yashub was the same way. Rebbe
The
Yashub was
story
the
for
same
that
way.
too.
What? Story for that too? Yeah, Rebbe Yashub was. They told him that they told him on Shabbos that his daughter died, and right after Avdol, he started crying.
Seemed like bad judgment, whoever decided to do that.
Yes, maybe they had a halachic short question. So, what do you mean? Either cry or don't cry. Well, I'm so.
Well, some big shoes,
The
huh?
big shoes, and these are concepts. They're not. This is not instructions for us, but it's concepts to think about. Just go ahead for my side.
Great, thank you, Rabbi.